Log Talk Radio.
Come for us one day, but you saying yay, yay. I'm gonna, you gotta deal with that.
No, that's my Gemini brother. Be good.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Because if Ice Cube can whip our ass, we'll try to whip my ass, but you saying yay, yay, I'm gonna be mad.
That's my sign sibling, so I'm pretty sure it's okay.
All right. All right. We got a great show ahead of us. Beautiful people. We got a mailbag of mailbags. We got a mailbag of mailbags.
24?
Is it Shelby thinking about Gemini? Wait, is our guest a Gemini too? Is you a May Gemini or a June Gemini?
I'm a June Gemini. I'm a true Gemini.
What is that? What I hear that. What does that mean? What does that mean? I'm a true Gemini. What does that mean?
Only the true Geminis were born in June. I disagree, but he started off with violence already. He's supposed to be friends with sisters. But y'all special. Y'all June Gemini. My son is June 7th, the same birthday as Prince. So can you imagine giving birth to Prince reincarnated? I call
Absolutely.
Him Prince Pacquiao, because he Prince, Tupac, and Kanye all in one. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Tugay.
Prince Pacquiao.
Yeah, either Prince Pacquiao or Tugay. Woo, that boy. Love him.
Well, he's yours. He came out of that vagina, so.
That is my crotch fruit. My crotch fruit, I am proud of them all.
You're proud of all your crotch
fruit? I was the only one that used that term.
No, you are not.
The fruit of my loins, of my exquisite loins, yes. Y'all welcome.
I feel that. I don't have any children. Pull out game strong. Anyway.
That's what they're calling it. Okay.
That's what we call it? Yeah, pull out game is strong.
Okay.
Cause I don't always use protection. I use protection like 91% of the time, but there's been some nights that I wasn't great. Usually when there's a night where you're not great, it's usually followed by, I would say, probably whiskey first, tequila second.
Why would you mix that?
You know, it's not about mixing. It's more about what people give you. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's just
freebie a little more. Yeah. Man, what a good week, man. I mean, we didn't do a show last week, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, because Gwen was out here in California having some fun with me, son. Took a week off.
California.
Gwen, tell the fans how your experience in California was.
California. It was good. I enjoyed myself. I didn't want to do the touristy stuff. I wanted to live as a local. So I got that excellent experience of, you know, having breakfast as a local and going to see the local stuff. I got to see the universities and the places to shop and the places where people be fronting. I got to see the dunes where Issa Rae filmed Insecure. That was awesome.
Definitely
a highlight. Went to the bar, you know, hung out, peeped the scene with a gangster lean, and then I brought my boss back home.
Very fun.
To reality.
Very fun time. It was lit. It was fun. I appreciate it. My co-host coming out, spending some time on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Got to be able to...
Broke out the red carpet and made it happen.
Broke out the red carpet, and we're not talking about like that burgundy carpet. That was actually red carpet treatment, son.
Blood red,
son. Like, monthly red, son. I knew I was going to... Y'all knew I was going there. Y'all knew I was going there, and y'all just let me go there anyway.
You did it yourself.
Did I? Did I go?
You did.
I don't know.
And she didn't have shit.
Miss Educator, you like to start back work in a second. Like, what you gonna do with yourself?
Why is you cussing at me like that? Don't you know teachers are triggered when y'all say, oh, school getting ready to start back? Like, y'all give a fuck. You ain't even got no kids. Why'd you bring that shit up?
I mean, it affects me. It affects me. I try to bone single moms midday. So it affects me.
Then you should know. You should already know. Why are you asking me for?
Because I need to know what time, because maybe I got a broad that go to your school, kids that go to your school, and I need to know her so she don't lie to me about her availability. Because, you know, just when they start lying about their availability, I'm still busy. Or they start starting school when they're 60. I'm starting school. I'm going back. Like, no, you're not.
You don't want to fuck you, and you should just take the hint.
You know, maybe you're right. You know what? Maybe you're right.
Why are you blocking? Why are you blocking?
I think I'm out. I think I'm out. I don't think I'm attractive no more. I'm getting my hair cut and all this other stuff. I thought having a 401k make you sexy. It don't. It make you shitty.
Well, to a certain demographic.
Exactly. Well, you know, I don't know. There's something about ratchet coochie that just feels that.
Oh, apparently. Did not get me.
I'm just playing. I'm happily in a devoted relationship with my boo-boo. She get on my nerves, but guess what?
It's what you deserve.
It's what I deserve. You know what? It's like God got me back. He was like, you know what? I'm going to give you the most devoted woman. You can't do nothing about it. So now I'm out here just tricking and playing.
Ha, ha, ha. You met the Darth Vader of pussy, and she got your ass. locked up on the dark side of monogamy.
Locked up. Even though we can do, we actually can share stuff. I have the privilege to share as long as she knows about it. Just so you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, babe. So we're out of the know. We're open here. Flirt with her first, then come to me. Anyway, we got a special guest today.
We do.
We got Ty.
Yas.
Yeah, Ty. We got Ty. Ty, say hello to the people.
How y'all doing today?
Ty, you smoke cigarettes in that voice. Ty, give me some sexy in that voice, Ty.
I am who I am, and that is who I am.
That's a great response. You were not supposed to.
Deep voice and all.
Yeah, I don't think it's deep. I just think it's more like Glorilla.
Glorilla? Okay, I'll take that.
But you're beautiful, though. There's some people know that you're beautiful. You look like someone's sexy auntie. So. And where are you calling from?
I am in Michigan. It's Ypsilanti.
Oh, it's Ypsilanti. I just learned how to pronounce that.
Fancy.
I just learned to pronounce that thanks to Gwen, the English teacher.
You're welcome.
Gwen, what's in your cup? That looks like tequila.
It's water. This much, it's water.
I don't know. You said you're going back to work as a teacher. I don't blame you for drinking a lot of tequila before you go back to work. I don't blame you.
It's after, and then it's on the weekends.
Oh.
So right
okay.
Now I'm good. I'm just making sure I'm hydrated because I got to get my butt up in the morning and go work out. So.
Oh, nice. Tell us about your Ty. You got kids, Ty?
I do. I have 7 beautiful children.
What? You got 7? What's the oldest?
Six daughters and 1 son.
Daughters and 1 son?
Yep.
Oh, we got to go. 30,
29, 28, 23,
22, 16,
and 14.
Fertile.
You ain't in jail? No.
I bow to thee. I'm not worthy. You got 6 daughters. I got 2 of them, and I almost didn't make it. I'm not worthy.
6 daughters.
I'm not worthy.
That is something to be. That's something to be shared. 6 daughters.
I'm not gonna say the struggle wasn't real when they were little, but now that they're all grown and gone and have families of their own and doing their own thing, it's a lot of fun. I have 3 grandchildren too.
That's pretty good. Out of 6 daughters and 3 grandchildren. So you taught them really good. They didn't really go out there and bust it wide open. They kind of wrapped it up.
Wow. No, they definitely did not.
Wow.
Because I was expecting 10. You got 6 daughters. I was expecting 10 grandkids.
Nope.
That's 2 apiece. That's almost, yeah, it's 1.5 child.
So, I got a couple of daughters that promise they're only going to be teachings. They don't ever want to have kids. So, we'll see.
I mean, I can believe that, too, because if you grew up, and they were back-to-back, it sounded like, or at least 2 to 3 years apart. So, I'm tired of sharing clothes. So, I feel you.
I had 3, then it was a 5-year gap.
Are you done now, or you got?
Oh, yeah. I'm prepped. I would never have kids younger than my grandkids.
You gotta ask. I gotta ask. You know, you might meet the guy who has none. You might meet the. Are you single? First off, are you single now?
I I am single, yes.
How long you been single?
2.5 years.
Nice. How's that date with a 15-year-old in the house? We had a show out. We had a lady who called her and said her 14-year-old son wouldn't let her date. How's that going when he was 12 and there was a new in the house? How did that go?
So I do not normally bring in around my children,
right.
Around my son.
Right.
If we're dating, that's one of my requirements, is that the guy has to have his own place so that I can go there instead of him coming here.
Gotcha.
Now, the last person that I did date, I did allow him to come here, and it was cool. My son's really quiet, reserved. He stays in his little place, his game, he's a gamer.
Right.
And the guy that I was dating was also really quiet. So it's kind of weird sometimes, but, it wasn't a bad experience.
Right. So why did it end, if you don't mind us asking?
Because by nature, I'm a giver, and by nature, he's a taker. And if y'all know anything about giving and taking, they don't go together very well.
Right.
So it was cool at first, you know. I've always been one to kind of attract the guy that needed some help getting
right.
their stuff together. And
that's a trend on the show. That is a trend in this show.
And sometimes that's cool, you
uh-huh.
know, but it's not cool when you get your stuff together and then you forget where you came from. You know?
So you rehab them? You're like a rehab addict. You rehab them, and then he sold the house on you?
Absolutely.
Gwen, go into that, Gwen. We didn't want to go into that today. But, Gwen, go into that. Why we hear that so often, Gwen? Every show we get that.
Listen, equal, I guess, opposites attract. People, it could go either way. But, unfortunately, when somebody finds somebody who's generous, I consider myself to be a generous person. They start to take it for granted. They start to accept it. They start to feel entitled. Well, this is who you are, and you say you love me. You say this, your love language. So why can't I have your credit card to go buy some stickers because you know it will make me happy? And I'm like,
why can't I drop you off? Or why can't I drop you off at work? Use your car.
Because you need to find a job, nigga. That's why. Okay. Because you need to find a job.
Wow.
Okay. That's why you can't. When you get a job to go to, in your ass. Can grab the car and go to work because your shit gonna be at a parking lot and over some bitch house.
Gwen, is this cultural? Or, this is cultural or is it regional?
Because some of my white homegirls go through the same thing.
I wonder.
It's just that some men will get mad at you. I've had guys get mad at you, like, how dare you try to pay for anything. And then some dudes would be just cool with it. It's all on how it was raised, I guess, or what the experience is.
And it's not gender-based either because
right.
lesbian couples and gay male couples, they go through the same thing.
I can see that, too. Because here's the thing. If you are, I guess, a rehab guy we're going to call it rehabbing a guy. What do you want to call it? We call it a rehabbing a guy.
We'll call it building up.
Building up. So if you're taking project, as in like project one way, project name, is there like a stripe on your shoulder when you do that successfully? Like you see where he was and then you see where you get him to and your influence on him? Like is there like a badge of honor with that with women?
Not with me. It's just what it is. It's not that deep. If you get it from the heart and if he's somebody you love or somebody you believe, it need, you assist if that's your thing. You know, not a badge of honor, just this is the nature of who I am. Like you said, this is the nature of who I am. I'm a gift. If I can help you, I know best friend, lover, family member, whatever, that's just who I am.
Right.
The problem comes in is when people feel entitled to it. Like, say I'm Oprah. Oh, well, you got it. So what?
Now I get it.
You ain't trying to go get it for yourself. First, and it's offensive for you to not even try, and you just took me as your first option because you can have whatever you want for me.
Ah, I see.
It's taking advantage of it for me.
Got it. Oh, I like to be educated on my own show. It'd be feeling good. because as a guy, I don't know if we have, as a guy, we don't really do that to women. Like, if she was having, we'd be moving the fuck on immediately. I don't even know. Or we just be hitting that. We'd be like, nah, we just hitting that. It ain't.
And then that's some shit.
Yeah.
It's really messed up when a guy meets a single mother who's still raising children and feels okay to allow her to do things for him to assist him in his come up.
Knowing she got children.
You know what I'm saying? Because you take it.
It could be my mommy too.
Yeah,
you
know.
Could be my mommy too. No,
yeah.
I do get it though. I mean, I'm not from a guy's standpoint, but I do get it. Don't get me wrong. There's been a point in my life where, I wasn't married, but I think I was in college at the time, and my ex-wife, for like a 6-month span, I was damn near codependent actually, but only because I was like on scholarship. So when you're on scholarship, you can't work. So I'm like going to movies, she paid for it. Going to dinner, she paid for it. Cause I didn't have no money because I was on scholarship.
But she still wanted to be with you, so she looked out.
True, she did. But then when we got married, she got lazy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But then when we got married, though, she got lazy as fuck. So there's that. But anyway, enough about her. Ty. We're going to call you Ty. 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 Last time you've been on a date?
That's sad that I can't remember.
Come on, Ty. You got all your teeth and everything, and you're smile pretty. And you ain't been on the date? Come on, Ty.
Right, side, just click.
It's been a long time.
What's a long time, though? Like, okay, here's the question. Have you been to church before you've been on the date?
I know what it was.
Yeah.
It was Valentine's Day of
2000,
of this year, 2000.
Okay. All right, that's not bad. That's 5 months, not 6 months. That ain't bad. That ain't bad. Was it fun?
I took him on a date.
No, that don't count. No. No, that don't count. The last time he paid for the date.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even tell you. I don't know.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Not when I was married.
Quinn, go ahead. Again,
no,
I get this all the time. No, Quinn, I get this all the time. So when I was single and I did a lot of talking to women, and I still do talk to a lot of women, just because I'd be needing their opinions, I'd be wanting to see viewpoints and how men can do better, et cetera. I'm like a people knowledge collector. That's what I do. I always wonder, like, how does a guy approach a woman and not want to take her on a date? I don't even know who you are unless I take you on a date. And I don't mean, like, being in a movie.
Okay, so this is my biggest problem with social media. I am in the group where I'm at, Tuet.
Yeah.
There's also two other groups that I'm active in.
Mm-hmm.
And I say on a good day, 5 to 10 inboxes a day from guys wanting to introduce themselves, wanting to chit-chat, wanting to talk. It goes literally from, you're so beautiful, I love your eyes, I love your smile, to all of a sudden I got a dick pic that I didn't ask for.
Right, right.
And it's like, hello, where's the conversation? Don't you want to know my favorite color is?
Right.
Don't you want to know what kind of food I like to eat?
That is crazy.
You know?
Right.
So guys are not approaching women.
Right.
So they're approaching women and looking for sex.
Right.
And you can get that on the street.
What? But here's the
name
here's,
is what yeah. OJ say? They be pussy fishing.
Pussy fishing. Exactly. And here's the other thing about it.
You a picture of a worm, and if you bite it, then
So here's the thing, and about that group, it was for me, I have a podcast, so I wanted to get a lot of viewpoints from people, so that's why I joined, to get dating viewpoints, dating rules, what people are experiencing being single. You know what I mean? Is it their fault? Is it someone else's fault? Is it a combination of time? Is it location-based? You know what I mean? So I was trying to, you know what I mean, which is why I initially joined the group anyway, to figure out exactly how people were dating. When I got divorced, and that was not too long ago, I didn't know how to date. What I mean by that is, I was picking up people and shit. I was having reservations and shit, talking about how is your relationship with your father, just really, really deep shit. And I realized that women were like super, super clingy when I dated them. And I was like, wait, I'm divorced. I just got divorced, girl. I just want to chill and have some fun. But what I realized was I was getting measured against dudes who was like, hey, let's sit in the car and smoke some weed. You know what I'm saying? So the woman was looking at me like, damn, we going on dates and it's fun and all this other stuff.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So when you would meet this woman, before you take her on a date, are you making it clear to her what your intentions are?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey,
like you just want to chill. You just want to date.
Yeah, but,
hang out.
Right.
You're not looking for a relationship.
Right. But my question, but my line of questioning and the way I went about the date would make a woman change her mind. You know what I mean? It would be like, wait, you relationship ready? Because I was so used to being a husband. So when I got single, I still acted like a husband towards a woman. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, did you eat today? Hey, are you okay? You good? You know what I'm saying? My actions didn't say, I just want to chill, because you're only measured against your competition. So if other dudes are just pulling up smoking weed with you and then really showing you how to be like, oh, I just want this is that. I wasn't showing that. I was saying that, but because I was like a respectful fucking gentleman, I was getting like, when we go be together things. And I was like, wait, I thought I told you, but I had to reprogram myself and be like, wait. I'm doing way too much out here. I got to just start going to Subway with these bitches. And like, I had to dumb down how I dated. And so I joined a bunch of groups, of single groups for a long time, just to figure out how to date, because I didn't know why I got so many women who wanted to like go further with me. But then I started thinking about it. Like, if a dude asks you, he'll even ask you your favorite color, he asks you your favorite position, and I ask you what's the thing about your, you know, your life right now, that's a two different level of question. You know what I'm saying? That's going to bring out the education in you. That's going to bring out the woman in you. Not, you know what I mean, not every other dude has asked the last 6-7 messages. So I had to, like, learn how to date again. And then once I'm going to date again, which is actually not bad, but I had to dumb it down. I had to be like, hey, let's go get Starbucks instead of going to dinner. Because I didn't know that coffee dates were dates. I just thought coffee dates were like me, so-and-so, hi, how are you? But I started finding out that the way I was dating was way too serious for what I wanted. I had to dumb it down.
It sounded like just the questions that you were asking were just way too deep. Like,
for sure.
First date questions are not.
But you, again,
what's your relationship with your dad?
Right. No, but
you know, that's like a fourth or fifth date question.
Listen, I'm telling you the funny part about it. When you go through divorce and therapy, all you know is the deep stuff, because the surface shit, you already know the surface shit. The deep shit is what you got to deal with. I ain't got the surface shit I can deal with. It's the deep shit I ain't know about that led to divorce.
Gotcha.
So you don't have a favorite color, girl. I'm going to figure it out. Let me know how you react to Trump. I need that shit. That's what I know.
But then you need to know that to sleep with somebody, though.
I was playing the game backwards, baby. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I was playing the game backwards. I was out here not knowing what I was doing. And then, all right, I joined all the groups, and I was like, wait.
Your job description said, you know, casually date, but the interview was like research.
Exactly. It was terrible. But the rehab thing for us is, for men, is really different, because I think we should be more honest about where we are in life. Because at first glance, you could be like, hey, I'm doing good. I'm this, and this. I got my own house, own car, woo. But I'd be like, you know, I'm 2 days away from being broke. Like, my paycheck is short, so. But I think dudes be honest enough when they date. Because I think if they were honest about it, like, listen, I'm not great right now, but I like you. I think they get further. Like, I ain't want to be right now, but I met you. And you a blessing. So how are you? You know what I mean? Take me as I am. And I think if that's a conversation, I think that's better for, like, you will feel better about helping them further out. But it's also a motivation thing. I don't know.
I think in general, people lack the discipline and integrity to keep the day cool for being such a dumpster fire.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. I think you're right. You're right. So, Todd, can't remember your last date, which we have a problem with. Because the follow-up question to that question is, how was sex life?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't have.
Okay, good. All right, good. So nobody's fucking for free. Good. That's a perfect answer to the question. So nobody's fucking for free.
No.
All right, good job. Okay. With that being said, what's more important, dating life or your sex life?
Okay, so it depends on what part of me you ask. So I'm 48, going through the change life. So if you ask my body will say my sex life is more important.
Right.
If you ask my mind will say my dating life is more.
That's a very mature answer.
Yeah.
So what's your dating age range?
So attracted to me, are always younger men. So I will go as young as 40-ish, as old as 55-ish.
Now 55 and good, or 55 and good, or 55 with like high blood pressure. Because you know,
so
people,
my blood pressure will high. So
I'm just saying.
I'll
so,
be healthy.
So this is funny. And Gwen, this is funny. When I asked the lady in her 40s, I said, well, "What's your dating age range?" And she was like, "Well, 50 to 55 are healthy." And I was like, "Well, that's across the board." She's like, "No, no. Black men start having problems at 55. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that as a requirement. Like, her requirement was you got to be, like, not diabetic. You can't have blood pressure. You can't have cholesterol. I was like,
all that is related.
Right. And I was thinking to myself, like,
I'll say this. Age matters when it comes to sex because some men lose their stamina.
Right.
When they get older. So the last guy that I dated, even though he didn't look 50, he looked like he was 50.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that's a problem.
I mean,
that's a gigantic problem.
I mean, that's very funny.
The song, I Really Don't Know What You Came Here For, comes to mind.
Yeah.
So... I gotta get into it. When you say he felt like he was 50, what are we talking about here? Because we have a Kinks episode coming up. All right, so
okay.
When we talk about
Kinks,
because
I need to be a part of that too. I love it.
Only way to get men on the show is talk about child support or Kinks. So we start with Kinks first, and then move all over to child support. All right, first question. When you say he felt like he was 50, what are you saying?
Okay, so if you want me to get explicit, like the actual movement,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't. Young guys are good for one thing. They can fuck like Jack Rabbit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They keep up with you. They can toss you around.
Right.
It wasn't none of that with him. We could only do one position because I'm a big girl. He's a small guy. Like, we were... I want to say the same height. I could look him eye to eye, but I think he was probably a little bit shorter than me. So he couldn't handle throwing these big thighs up in the air. You know what I'm saying? It was always one position. I mean, he was nicely endowed. You know, they're not no problem getting up or nothing like that.
Right.
But I'm into the kinky stuff.
Right. One band, one sound.
And I'd be like, pull my hair, smack my ass, you know.
He was just like, I can't do none of that. I
got to
concentrate. You on your own.
Toss yourself around. Anyway, I mean, that's funny.
We dated for 3 or 4 months.
Right.
And in the whole time during our sexual experience, afterwards, I'd always have to use my rose to get myself off.
That is a tragedy. That is a tragedy. That's a tragedy.
Tragic.
I think that is testing my gangster as a male. I'm not gonna lie. If a woman used a toy after I left or while I was there, like not you know what I mean to be, all right, you're done. Like we can use it together, but if you went and brought the toy out, that's testing my gangster. That's testing my gangster at that point. At that point, you're testing my gangster. That is wild. I mean, your dating age range is pretty cool. So, like, where do you meet men at? Do you go, are you social? Do you go out? I mean, you know what I do in the Midwest. Well, summertime, 90 days, and then y'all ask to be in the house for the rest of the year. So.
Well, let me tell you.
I mean, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so.
Yeah, I do. I'm not like a clubber. I don't do the club scene. And this state is dangerous, and the cities where there is something to do are dangerous.
Yeah.
So I ain't really trying to dodge no bullets.
Gotcha.
So I don't really hang out in the nightlife like that. I mean, I'll go out if I'm dating,
right.
You know, but as far as, like, just going someplace, bar hopping and stuff like that, it's not really my thing.
Right.
So I don't want to date anybody in my city because where I live is where I grew up at, so I know pretty much everybody here.
Right.
So so that's like a no.
Oh, so you're born and raised here?
I wasn't born here, but I was definitely raised here. I came here at 3 years old and been here pretty much ever since, minus the time that I was married, I moved to Detroit.
And going back, Gwen, I don't know how to ask it, correctly.
Just ask it in plain English with respect.
Our tact is not my thing. And you can answer too, Gwen, because like I said, you live where you. Is it difficult to like not recycle dick because you live in the same city you spend a lot of time in?
By recycle, do you mean like?
Like you hit it with 25 and now you're 48. It's like, do I go back?
Oh no!
An ex
for a reason, always.
But it's always not an ex. But it's like maybe it's a high school sweetheart that you never got to knock down, or you know what I'm saying? It was someone
recycling.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Recycling means you done had it before.
Well, okay. How about close proximity dick? Better word.
Just lazy and uninventive. I don't know. Just because they happen to be around, like, oh.
Well, not like happen to be around, but I'm just saying you never really. You know the person, but you know he also messed with your, you know, not your cousin, but a distant friend or old friend. Like, if you've been
No,
here's what I'm saying.
That's breaking girl code.
Not like that. Not like that, though. What I'm saying is you know that it's close, but not breaking the code. So you knew my family for 25 years. You know what I'm saying? He never messed with your sister or cousin, but because they... You know what I mean? Like I said, your city's not that big. Milwaukee's not that big as far as, like, people in proximity and et cetera. So in those kind of cities, Detroit, Milwaukee, maybe Gary, Indiana, you know what I mean? The cities are big but not big. I wonder how you got to negate that part, that I know what you did last summer type shit.
There was this guy that I met when I was in church. Honestly, I was a teenager. And I remember the day him and his family first came to visit our church, and I was infatuated. And I always wondered, as I was growing up and becoming an adult, what he would be like in the bed.
Right.
And but I never approached him. In my mind, I kind of thought, like, he ain't going to want me. You know what I'm saying? I never approached him. But as an adult, we did start linking up. And I think I hyped it up so much in my head, I thought it was going to be just a bomb.
Right.
Never meet your heroes.
Oh, man.
Never fuck your fantasy guy. Never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
Really? Man? That's how you feel?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. A woman's brain, especially ours, the Gemini brain, which is so complex and intriguing, correct me if I'm wrong, we can get off just by thoughts. It don't take much.
Yeah. Our imaginations are extremely, extremely vivid.
Yes.
Okay. That's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah, I mean,
I call it lapses.
Once you're done. Because if I stop fucking with you, I stop fucking with you for a reason. And the other part of it will remember, be like, yeah, I know he's still fine, but remember when we stopped fucking with him? And you get mad all over again. And you say, okay, I agree. Fuck that man.
So Glenn, you don't think the guy you fuck with at 22 is better at 42 as a person? Like he ain't grown no better?
I don't. Good for him if he is. And I hope he's thriving. I fucked at 22 I was married to.
I mean, I got you. But no, I'm saying, as a guy that we...
I was married all my 20s, so
right.
I don't have the average
right.
experience.
No, I got you. And you were married at 22, Ty?
No, I got married in my 30s, actually.
Got you. And when you got married, how many children did you have when you got married?
All of them. We don't have any kids together. We met my son. He's 14 now. He was 2 when we met.
Oh. Got you. So all your kids are together. Saying that.
No, they don't have the same dad, but both of them are my ex-husband's children.
Oh, got you. Okay, got it.
So she didn't have any children. Her
got it. Okay,
it was all good until you got to hear this story.
So talk to us about it, Ty. You said it was all good until you found out what? So tell us your was all good until blank story.
Okay, just a week ago. So do y'all want the all good until marriage or all good until dating?
Go dating first, then marriage.
Okay. It was all good until he thought it was my daddy. He was older than me. And like I said, I'm a giver, definitely a taker. He lived in Flint. I lived here in Salami. It's about a 45-minute drive. We met on Facebook dating. And he was so handsome. His pictures. We talked for about a month. Exchanged pictures back and forth. Never video chatted. And then one day I said, I'm coming to Flint. Give me your address. And when I pulled up, he was standing in the middle of the street. The first thing I thought is, about that man, he was 5'9". He was probably about 5'7", which is what how tall I am. And I'm one of the people, you know, it's not always about the physical. It's really about how you see what type of person you are. So we continued. We went out that day. He didn't have any money. That day, the day I picked him up in my car, he had a car though, the house, or at least I thought he had a house. Went out and had a good time. We spent time when we visited cousin's house or something and sat and talked and, you know, it was all good. And then eventually he started coming up here and to where I'm at. And one day he came and he never left. And he was just here. And it was cool until a phone call from a friend. And when I say friend, I call you my friend. I do not fuck my friends. So if you're my friend, you're not somebody I've ever had sex with. And he called me. I went into astrological charts and signs and stuff like that. So he's calling to tell me about how him and his girlfriend's astrological signs matched and how compatible they were. And we were on the phone and I was walking through the house and he was in the living room watching TV. And I walked around, sat next to him, still on the phone, mind you. Got up, came back in the room, just talking about, you know, our having a little conversation. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, he jumps up and comes busting in the room. And I'm like, whoa, you know, tripping. He got really, really mad and slept on the couch that night. And the next day, didn't have nothing to say to me, but you walk around my house. You you eat the food that was landed. I bought paid for, but you're not talking to me. So I told him, I said, hey, I think it's time for you to go back to Flint where you came from.
It's time to go.
Yeah, he wanted to argue, and he wanted to plead his case because then he knew, damn, I done messed up my good thing.
Right.
And, yeah.
He's a bit of him that
said him on up. Shipped him on his way. And well, I talked to him a couple times through Facebook Messenger. And the last time, I was just being an Abigail messed up that you got your school money because I did help him get enrolled in school. You got your little school money and went and bought you a car. You didn't bother to pay back the money that you know you owe me. But that's okay because obviously when people don't have anything,
right.
When I used to have anything, they don't know how to act to get a little something.
Right.
And I left it at that. We have not talked since.
That's crazy, though, but, like, to hear that story, because, woo, it's a lot.
No, when his broke ass would have been on that broke ass date, I would have been like, all right, have a great life, God bless you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, I mean, obviously you got to bounce back from that. How did you, I mean, I guess you didn't care because you put him on, but, like,
I mean, it's not that I didn't care, and my feelings was a little hurt, but when you get to be my age, the Negroes that I've dealt with,
yeah.
You kind of build up a code of honor. So every time, it stings a little bit less.
Mm-hmm. Charge it to the game.
So,
yeah, history.
Oh, okay. Cool. What would you rather have happened though? Like, let's say he had been I wouldn't say honest, but let's say he hadn't reacted. Would that change the trajectory of where y'all was going?
So it would have ended eventually anyway. Cause
okay.
Like I
okay.
said, at the point that I'm in my life, even though sex is not the most important thing, it's yeah. extremely important for me right now. It may not be in 5 years once I get through what I'm going through. For right now,
right.
it is a one important. So if you can't satisfy what I'm into and
right.
you can't get what I'm into, then it's probably not going to last for me anyway.
Right. I make complete sense. As a guy, so here's the thing about me, and again, I always want us men, I want, again, one of our show core goals is to talk to men about what we're doing to women. It's kind of one of our core goals. So one of the things I always ask myself as a guy, like, am I hurt or helpful? It's one of the things I ask. And there's some days I'm hurt. Some days I'm doing something that's harmful. And there's some days I'm doing something that's helpful. I don't know if that's a personal thing, like a personal confidence, a personal responsibility thing, or is that like a human nature thing, like everybody should think that way, am I harming or helping? Here's why, but I bring up to say this. If I don't think I can do a girl a good service, I wouldn't talk to her. So I'm the type of person who, like, you're a single mindset, right? My initial conversation with you is all about who takes care of you. And not who takes care of you, like, financially or nothing like that. It'll be like, you give to 7 people. Man, you have to mentorally give to 7 people at one point in your life. Maybe when you were 22, 25, whatever. You had to give whatever you had and divide it by 7, right? So my question would have always been, who poured into you? That would have been my question. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying this. You said you built up a coat of armor. Is that because of that? Or is it just because disappointment as a disappointment as a disappointment?
So there's a saying I use when I talk to men and I talk about my likes and dislikes and the type of person that I am and my personality. I say I'm that 1%. And what that means is that where 99% of the women that you'll come in contact with something from you,
right.
the only thing I want from you is to be consistent, to be loyal, and to be honest, because I hate liars.
Right.
So guys usually, most men have an agenda. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Most women have an agenda.
Right.
I am not one of those women that have an agenda.
Right.
If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to hold you to being kept if you don't want to be kept. You know what I'm saying? So you have to kind of build armor to keep getting yourself hurt. Perfect example. Earlier this month, I met a guy who lives in the same website that we're doing this for, or that you I mentioned one.
Right.
He lives in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am not real familiar with long-distance relationships, but I really liked him. Y'all, let me tell you. What got me was when he jumped in my DMs, the first thing he said is, I just wanted to write you and let you know I'm crushing on you. And I thought that was so cute. So,
right.
of course, I'm like, and I responded back, and I asked me, what is your idea of a date? And I said, cuddling on the couch, eating some popcorn, watching a Rocky movie. And he was like, well, Rocky, I said, yeah. He said, that's my favorite movie. I said, I found it. Because nobody likes the Rocky movies like I do. But, so we started, you know, talking. I can't say dating because we went on a date, but he was supposed to come in here
right.
in September.
Right.
Everything was all good until another BBW group that I just happened to be in, he comments on this lady's post. And in the lady's post, she's introducing herself like we do in this group. And she said, I'm happily taken. But I still wanted to introduce myself and say hi. And he commented on the post and said, I want you, so I'll be waiting in case he messes up. Wow, really? So I screenshotted it. This all just happened today, y'all. I screenshotted it and sent it to him.
That's fine.
And I said, it's cool, though, you know. I get it. But this is my thing, and I wouldn't have been mad. But you're feeding me all these lines. You're we going to be together. His thing was he didn't want to leave Florida right now because his kids are small. But he would definitely consider, because I'm trying to get out of Michigan. I'm trying to go to Georgia.
Right.
And he's like, I definitely would consider moving to Georgia if you came to Georgia. So we talking about being together. We got plans. We got dates that he's supposed to be here in September. Got the whole weekend planned, what we're going to do, where we're going to go. And all the, you doing all this for what? You didn't
right.
have to do this.
Right.
It's all about being honest, and for some reason, guys in 2023 cannot keep it real.
Right.
And that's what irritates me the most about dating, because I'm 1,500 miles away from this. You can do whatever you want. There's no way for me to find out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I catch you up because you go on a social media group, and you weren't smart enough to go search my name up in the members to see if I was in there before you posted or commented on some of these posts in there, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
That's my problem. Guys are just dumb.
I get it. Okay. I mean, so I guess one of the, that's crazy, by the way. I'm almost speechless because this is going to be better than that. So marriage guy, what happened?
It was all good during the marriage until he got too comfortable. His hygiene, everything just fell by the wayside.
Wait, whoa.
I'm about to go there.
Whoa.
I literally would get up and be like, are you going to brush your teeth today?
No, you did not. No, you did not. No. Okay.
He would... I have a rule. You cannot get in my bed with clothes on. I would prefer you not get in my bed unshowered.
Right.
Because that's just nasty. But anyway, he literally would get up in the morning. I work from home, and my setup is in my room.
Right.
So I had to be at work at 9:30. He would get up because he normally did, and go and lay on the couch until he was ready to get up for the morning.
Right.
Mind you, he didn't work. He hustled, but he didn't work.
Gotcha.
So he would get up, go get on the couch. When he was up for the day, he would come and say, hey, are you hungry? I don't eat in the morning. I don't eat till about 12, 1 o'clock. I say, no, I'm good. He would go and fix himself something to eat, put on his clothes, and be out the door and be gone until 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning because he was up with. Come home. Now, if he was cheating, you would think he would jump in the shower, you know,
right.
wash it off of him. So I didn't catch nine. And then I got an issue with body hair. I'm
right.
not a fan of body hair. So I would tell him, you know, if you want me to go down there, you need to keep it at least nicely trimmed back. I'm not trying to pop up no fur balls.
Right.
You know, and all that.
My saying is no one likes hearing their food.
Huh?
My saying is no one likes hearing their food. That's my saying.
Yeah. You feel me? So, yeah, he stopped washing his ass. He stopped brushing his teeth. I kid you not, when we were splitting and I was moving out, I was cleaning out the stuff in the bathroom. And I said, do you want your toothbrush? And he grabbed the toothbrush from me and said, yeah, I guess I will take this. I ain't brushed my teeth in about 2 weeks.
What? With a straight face?
With a straight face. No, I don't think so. But what ended up happening, where the breakdown came in at, was I can't, we can't have a sexual relationship and you're funky. I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it. It's disgusting. So all that piece. And then, of course, it became my fault. Oh, you're cheating. You're going, you're seeing somebody. You ain't getting it from here. You got to be getting it from somewhere. No, I don't. I got the road. And baby, she the mom. Look, she had. So I think I put her up. She the mom. She get it done. I don't need no man. If that's the case. And he didn't understand. And I tell him, get yourself together. Get your hygiene on point. And we can, you know, we missed that. I mean, this wasn't that great anyway, but it was, I was used to it because we had been married for so long.
How long were you married?
And found somebody that wanted to deal with his funky butt.
So he left you?
Let her have a crunchy panties.
So crunchy panties. Crunchy panties. Hey, so he left you?
Yes.
After how many years?
We were together 12 years and married for 7.
When did you start stinking?
I'd say probably year 5 of the marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you got something to say? I'm flabbergasted. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, I think six months would have been my max before I just threw up in his face when he was talking. That hot ass ain't brushed his teeth the 2 week ass. Or did you go to nose blind? I don't know.
Well, see, here's the thing. I come from a family. My family's not big, but I come from a family full of women that have been married for 50-plus years.
Uh-huh.
All of them except for my mother. And my I watched her husband cheat all over the place on her. And this is the only man she's ever been with. She lost her virginity to him. He's the father of her kids. And they've been married, I think, 56 years now. And she stayed. And I've asked her, you know, how do you do that? How do you get over the hurt and the anger? And she said, I was dedicated to my marriage. So when things started happening, and I do believe he had some mental illness going on that was just diagnosed and untreated. But when things started happening, I still was dedicated to my marriage. Even though in my mind I didn't want to be there, my heart told me I had to because I took an oath before God and my family and friends and said that through thick and thin, better or worse, I'm going to be there. So I was prepared to do that, to be there. And told my mother that the only way it up is if you leave me. Be careful what you ask for and be careful what you pray for because there have been many times in my marriage where I said, God, please get me out of this. I can't. This is not for me. This is not where I'm supposed to be. This is not what I deserve. And I think it just took time for it all to build up and build up for him to leave. Because he was dependent on me. I was the income. I provided his car. I paid the bill. I did everything, you know. And so there really was no reason for him to leave other than the fact that a higher power made it possible because why else would he go? I was at his everything. And then when he left, he cleaned out my bank account, took all the money I had, left me nothing.
We know you come, we can smell you, nigga. All right, okay. We have there's so
many. It's a struggle, my guy.
There is so many layers to this. There's a lot of layers to this. Ty, there's a lot of layers, Ty. I don't want to get into it, Ty, because there's a lot of layers. But I do want to know when you had the stank face the most. Like, was there a particular day where you said to yourself, this shit stopped? Up to the 2 week tube thing, particular day, you said, today is the day your ass will shower.
It was never the day. It was always that night.
Okay.
When he would roll over and try to, you
know, travel fun. Because Sit Down Funk was bad.
Yeah.
As a person who loves love, and I mean love, artists and I just don't see myself thinking ever. Like, ever. It's probably the one thing as a guy I make sure I never, I'm a little husky, but I also make sure I don't think.
Okay, let me say this. Here's the thing.
Just for record. Number is 563-999-3407. Again, 563-999-3407. Just to give you some comments about this, we have some comments about it. 2 years of funk is a long time. This is interesting how much this nigga stinks. He wouldn't have got no pussy from me either, smelling like that. Okay, all right. That's some of the comments we got here. Gwen.
Yeah.
We got a half an hour, Gwen. Get into the mailbag.
It's time for fan mail.
So, Wednesday.
So, dear BSE.
Hold on.
I'm not over.
Well, listen to our show, our fans. And today is your day. You get to comment on their letters to us. Okay?
Okay.
Now, normally we go in order, but it's because Gwen's educated. So we let Gwen sometimes take the emotional ones. And we're going to take the funny ones because there's a combination of both. Okay? So Gwen's going to read them off because she listens to Reading Rainbow as a kid. So.
LeVar Burton was my first TV crush.
Listen! Oh, I just had a discussion about wait, don't start that. I just had a discussion about LeVar Burton last night. Has he or has he not gotten better looking with age?
Definitely.
He is a Silver Fox.
No one checked for Star Trek Burton, but right now, Silver Fox Burton getting some pussy.
The only reason why I was a Trekkie was because of, well, my mom, and I watched it for him.
Yeah, me too. I watched it. Yeah, we listened to it.
Anywho.
All right, get into it.
I already did. I was ready to read.
Right.
Dear BSE, I'm not over my ex. I love him, and he's the only one for me, ever. Yes, we have dated since college. That was almost 13 years ago. I hate to admit it, but I frequently stalked his social media and found out he was engaged. I'm torn. Do I tell him I still love him and want to be with him, or let him live his life? Girl.
You last one. Go ahead, Ty.
Get over it. Let that man be and leave him alone with his fiance. That is not cool. Don't ruin his world. If you was going to tell him, you should have told him a long time ago.
I'm going to go with the other side. I'm going to go with tell him. And when you tell him, you are setting yourself up to be a side chick going forward. So, if you are signing up for the side chick sweepstakes, you will have a winner. Because he's not leaving his woman. And he ain't saw you 13 years, so if he give you any play, it's strictly with his penis. So, if you want to sign up for the side chick of the year from when you want to celebrate their first year reunion, I mean their first year of marriage, and your first year as a side chick, sign right up, ma'am. You send that email with all the vigor you can do it. But if not, let that man go. Go ahead, Gwen.
In the words of the great Cardi B, what is the reason? Why? Why would you do that? Why would you tell him? Why? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why are you now emboldened by his impending nuptials to tell him that you want his penis? My dear, why are you still stuck on him? It's very obsessive. It's unhealthy. Please seek therapy with all due respect, love, and kindness.
So I got another thing. Gwen, Ty, has there ever been, and there has been, I'm assuming, a guy that put it on you sexually to the point where you're like, there's days I still miss it. There's days I miss that guy.
I was in my early 30s.
Right.
And
he had
diabetes, and his penis wouldn't even get all the way hard. But when I tell you, I was looking for that man in the daylight with a flashlight.
So, I think we have a case of that. Like, no one since that guy has hit it right, and she's just reminiscent of the dick.
Possibly. There's great penis everywhere, dear.
But she, I think she's one of those shy girls who that he turned her out. Like he started something new.
Well, he gone, so
he gone as fuck.
Have to, yeah.
There'll be another. They like ships to the night. They pass.
I don't know. I found man. She might be one of those bookworms who just watches. You know, she go order DoorDash and watches Lord of the Rings. What?
Not too much on my people.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, moving on.
Next up.
Girl, please don't blow up his life, and that would be very disrespectful and rude unless, again, like Breezy said, it should be a side chick if it's all that, but I think you deserve your own person if you really want to be with somebody. Speaking of going to therapy, BSing. I'm interested in my petition. I fantasize about her all the time. She's a very attractive woman, and she is single. In our sessions, we often talk about dating and how to put myself out there, but I want her. I recently invited her to a Fortnite night out to perform at my bad. I couldn't make it. I'm so sorry, poet. I feel so bad, even though she declined an offer and said she was busy. What do I do? I've even called her in crisis, air quotes, just to hear her voice. I told her lies about working family just to talk to her more. Is this a concession, and what do I do about it?
As a person who has a therapist.
Yes, it's an obsession.
It's an obsession?
You're going to mess around and you ain't going to have a therapist in a minute because she didn't just not make it to your poetry night because she had something else to do. She's not trying to mix business and pleasure. So if you want to keep your therapist, you better dial it down, get it under control, and keep it strictly about whatever reason you're going to see a therapist in the first place or find you a therapist because she's going to find you one.
Yeah, as a guy or a male therapist, the reason that's probably the reason I picked a male therapist. Honestly, like I would hate to crush my therapist. That would just be weird to me. Then you can't be honest. I do think you should be honest with her though, and tell her, and then find a new therapist. So, because it's therapy in itself, telling her and then going to find a new therapist shows that you're able to express your emotions, but also do what's right. So I think, and I'm gonna go. I'm big on therapy. Obviously, some of the fans know I've worked with group home kids for a long time, and so things are my thing. That's my jam. But I do think that it's a healing situation if you're able to tell her the truth and then find a new therapist, because that would show that you actually learned something in therapy. Also, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So if you don't shoot the shot, you know what can happen. So, not that she's interested in you, because I know she's declined that knowing you like her, and I'm pretty sure she knows you like her. She just haven't told you the boundaries yet. So I think that you should actually shoot your shot, get shot down, and find a new therapist.
Sometimes you're written therapist.
Is that anyway? It is. There's a confidentiality agreement. Yes, there is that. But if he's a new therapist, he can date her accordingly. Now, she has written knowledge of what he is like, his good and bad and ugly. So there's nobody who knows raw than the therapist at this point. So you talking about keeping it real with a girl. Well, she knows all your shit. So, you know what I mean? It shouldn't cost you nothing to shoot your shot. You just got to find a therapist because you can date the motherfucker who's trying to help you. That's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that would be my suggestion. But my friend, one of my good friends is a therapist, and she's very attractive, and he argues with her all the time. Shout out. Y'all know who he is. Shout out, homie, if you're listening. Shout out. Go ahead,
I agree with you, Breezy, in that she knows that he's attracted to her. Women aren't that obtuse,
right,
like some men are.
Right.
I sincerely think that he likes her as much as he does because men like to be listened to. And she's probably a really, really good listener.
True.
And he's like, oh, she makes me feel special, not knowing, yo, this is my job, is to listen to you. So I think that's something he may hold near and dear. I would advise against him shooting his shot. She already in some way told him that she does not want to see him outside of her office and trying to let him down gently. But
he is not taking a hint. So, I mean, like Breezy said, you know, you got nothing to lose except the therapist. But I think that regardless of whether you tell her you're attracted to her or not, you should get a male therapist and stop lying to therapists because now they're fixing somebody else's problem, not really yours.
For sure.
So be mature enough to go seek the help you need. Mm-hmm. And maybe somewhere down the line you may cross that skin. But I think this here is meant to be.
I will tell y'all something. When I read this, I ain't going to lie to you. In my head, the therapist looked like, what's the girl who played on the president show when she was the president? She was like dating him. Scandal. Who played on Scandal?
Scandal?
Yeah.
Kerry Washington.
In my head, the therapist looks like Kerry Washington. In my head. When I was reading this, I was like, she looks like Kerry Washington. I don't know why. I just had it in my head. Anyway.
All right. Moving right along. Dear BSC, I hate my son's fiance. She's rude, crude, and has a nasty attitude. Bars. This motherfucker's spitting.
Spitting.
Furthermore, she does not contribute to the household financially, and he often has to borrow from me and his sister to make ends meet. Meanwhile, he spends most holidays with her family, and the other mother gets to see the grandkids more often. My granddaughter and grandson are rarely with us, even though he lives less than 15 minutes from his family, and her family is hours away. I know he loves her, but how can a mother allow such an evil lady to manipulate her son? Ty.
Go ahead, Ty. You get this one first, Ty. You might have...
Your only son's fiance is tripping.
Your only son's fiance is tripping.
Well, first, I encourage you to put yourself in his shoes because he's being torn between the woman that he loves and his mom, which is a hard thing to do.
Right.
And having been the mother in a relationship where it was my daughter's and her boyfriends or fiancés or whatever the case may be, that's a really hard position for your son to be in. So holidays are really tough. We go through this in my family right to this day where my daughter is forced to have to split holidays between her husband's family and us. And there are Thanksgivings where I don't get to see my granddaughter. There are Christmases where I don't see her until, you know, the day after Christmas. But unfortunately, there's not a whole lot that can be done about that. You have to be understanding. You definitely need to, it's okay to sit down and, you know, let your feelings be known to your son. But at the end of the day, that's your son's life. You don't have to like his girlfriend, wife, fiance, whatever she is. Don't get involved in their relationship because you'll end up pushing him away.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, his woman is going to be more important, not really more important than you, but his life with her is going to be more important than trying to keep you at bay and how you're feeling about the situation. So love on him from afar. Enjoy your time with him when he is around. And see if maybe I can get on some type of schedule with the holidays and stuff so that you're able to spend time with your grandkids too.
Do you have this situation? I mean, I know you say you're a grandmama three, but you have a lot of, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I have a daughter that's married. And even though I love my in-laws, they are great people. We all live in different places. We all live in different cities.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, last year, I didn't get to see my grandbaby on, I got to see Thanksgiving, but I didn't get to see her on Christmas Day.
Right.
I had to save my gifts until the day after Christmas when I went to them to, you know, give her Christmas presents. So it's called compromise. You have to do that when you have children because when your children start dating and getting married, then there's a whole other side of the family that wants to be a part of their lives, too. And you have to share. You have to learn how to share. It's unfortunate, you know, but, and the fact that she doesn't like her probably doesn't make it any better. But get over that, honey, because that's his woman. That's who he's going to be with.
Right.
It might make it bad for her in the end, so I definitely would suggest feeding into that.
Gotcha. So I didn't run into this as much, but I ran into it. Obviously, I was mixed racially, so, you know, white people handle Christmas a lot different. They open up shit on Christmas Eve. My mom's tradition was we open up everything at 9 o'clock Christmas Day. So I was able to, you know, and my fiance's parents were maybe 3 hours away before we moved. So it was hard to navigate. But the hard part was them coming to my family's. Because, you know, black people, we late, and white people are early. So they will get to our house at, like, 1 in the afternoon on Christmas Day to eat. Y'all know food they've done until damn near 4. You know what I'm saying? So they'll be like, oh, we should have probably had breakfast. And I'll be like, yeah. So that was it. That was one of the main things. It was just a time thing. And then I don't like that she hasn't came to a compromise yet. And I also don't like it that we have 2 sisters. I think you can defer that to the sisters. I think you defer that to your sisters. What I mean by that is if you have an issue with your son, it comes if it comes from mommy, it's different. If it comes from my sisters, I would take it a little differently because it's like my sisters, you know what I'm saying, have a little bit more cachet in regards to mommy says mommy does, you know what I'm saying? But your sisters can kind of convince you, like, it hurt mommy this. Mommy ain't going to tell you this, but this, and this. And, like, I feel like the sisters can navigate it. Talk to the sisters and navigate it for you, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're unreasonable, you know what I mean? This is I wish I could get his side of the story. He declined. Well, I mean, I asked, you know, can we get her on the show? She declined. I also want to know this. I do want to know, is it interracial? You might not know that matters, but it matters. Because if he's black and the kids are mixed and then they're going to white granny, that will make her feel some kind of way. And also he'd be like, I got to go over here with her parents. You know what I'm saying? They doing this and that. I don't like the fact that he borrows from his family to take care of his household, though. At that point, we were going to my mama's. My mama damn near bought these gifts. So.
Well, guess what? She can say no. I mean, it's a simple.
Would you say no to your own? Are you saying no to your only son?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Now, my only son is 14. He's only in the other room. But, yes, when I have grown daughters, like my oldest daughter's 30. Sometimes I just ain't got it.
Right.
And even if I do got it, sometimes I just may not want to get it. You know what I'm saying? She could definitely say no. I wouldn't use it as a pawn to see her grandkids or to make him feel a certain type of way or make her feel better about the fact that he's not bringing the grandkids around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But don't make that part of the issue because that's not the issue. The issue is that you don't get to see your son, you don't get to see your grandkids, and they do.
Right.
That's the issue. It really has nothing to do about him coming to her for asking for money. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm
right.
Sure his fiance, girlfriend, whatever she is, probably asked her people for money too.
Yeah. Gwen?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. At the end of the day, they need to come and compromise. Mom needs to talk to son directly, lead the other family out of it. She has a lot of strong feelings with what you think about his fiance really ain't your business. The fact that she don't work ain't your business. Apparently he allows it, so it's going to be what it is. But y'all live 15 minutes away. Schedule some play dates. You know, stop being petty. Keep your feelings out of it, because if you really just want to establish a relationship with your grandkids, you don't need his fiance to do that.
True.
And the holidays is a thing, yes. So again, talk to your son. Have him talk to his fiance, Benjamin White, say, hey, I know we usually do this. Can we at least alternate, or can we spend the holiday with your family and the weekend after the holiday with my family? Y'all right? Y'all 15 minutes away.
Right.
Or maybe we can stop here first before we hit the road to
right.
go there.
Right.
There's always a compromise. Y'all grown-ups. So
I agree.
Put your feelings to a side. Keep her name out your mouth and concentrate on building a relationship with your grandkids. Because you don't need to have a relationship with her.
I got you.
Absolutely. And you can always go pick your grandkids up, too. They don't want to come to you, go to them.
Anybody turn down babysitting? Anybody turn down babysitting?
Right. Exactly. Don't y'all want a date night? Okay,
right.
Y'all going by your granny now.
Right.
Yeah. It's not rocket science. All right. Dear BSE, and this one is for me. Good Lord. Who is this person? Gwen, what's the best date you ever been on, And can I inbox you and try to top it? I'm not Milwaukee. I'm in Waukegan. But would love to try to be one of your designated hitters. Okay, first of all.
Ty, you know what designated hitter is, Ty?
First of all, okay, sir, it's designated hitter. That means there will be only, there can be only one. Okay, if you know the sports analogy, and if you know baseball, you know there is only one designated hitter. It's a designated hitter,
right.
Not hitter.
Right.
Now, I'm asking, can you audition to replace my existing designated hitter? That's a possibility. But I'm not going to give you the blueprint to my coochie by telling you what's the best date I've ever been on. So, shoot your best shot, bring your A game, and we'll see what happens from there.
Boom! Boom!
All right, moving right along. I recently attended a sex club for the first time, ow, and I loved it. Of course you did. The issue is I'm married, oh dear, and my husband wants no part of the alternative lifestyle. I heard your show in the past about communication and et cetera, but my husband is very traditional. For example, he still has to cut the turkey, even though I prepared it on Thanksgiving. Not sure what that has to do with sex. I felt so free being inside the sex club, and I was very much so turned on by watching and seeing everyone be so sexual, sexy, alley free. Now, how do I get him to at least try it? Y'all need, can y'all please go check out letters? Go ahead, Ty.
Ty freaky. Talk about getting the go, girl.
Being one that's into kink and stuff like that.
Save that for next week, please. Save that. Go ahead. Hurry up.
That is not something that is you're going to easily get him to agree to. They say, no, I'm into it. They not into it. I don't want to take, because you can mess your whole marriage up. So I don't want to give you horrible advice, but I'm going to pass on this one.
We don't pass on the show. That's not what we do. So the advice seems horrible. It's not horrible. Everyone listens to the show. So.
Go ahead. It's up to her if she wants to choose it or not. You are not responsible.
You are not responsible for her actions.
Of control.
You are not.
Out of your locus of control. Go ahead.
So go ahead.
If it ain't good at home, you go get it somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
I mean, traditional is boring, but I'm a Gemini. That's that other side of me talking. I don't like traditional either.
Okay.
All right, I'll be honest with you. Go to that club and just convince them to go too. Here's what happens. I mean, first, you got to start early. You got to start with porn and work your way up. So hopefully you already have porn in your life. If you don't, introduce that first and then work your way up to it. You know what he likes to do to you. So you got to find stuff that, that he likes and then work your way up there. Also, it's not as much as he being traditional. It's just that he does not know how to effectively communicate certain things. So, and when I say communicate certain things, it's along the lines of he don't know how to say to me, tonight I want to do this to you. You know what I mean? Or he has heard horror stories from people about this kind of stuff, and he thinks they're true. So my suggestion would be...
It could just be really boring, though.
Yeah, but I mean that too. But here's the thing, though. I don't care how far you dig into a guy, they got a kink. It could be Asian noodles. It could be something like they got a kink. Men have a kink. Men physically have a kink. Okay? I don't know. You might have to dig for it. It might not be on the surface. But there's something that he watches. Or that's something that he likes. Or that's something that turns him on to a point of no return. You know why? Because we're human and we're built with like that. So you might have to watch a Japanese cartoon that has weird sexual stuff in it. But guess what? If you want to go to the sex club, you're going to do that because you can't. You got to definitely make him comfortable. And also ask him. I don't think you asked him. You asked him certain stuff. What if we go to the sex club? How would you feel about it? And he will give you the perfect answer. But if you ask him, what is your deepest desire with me sexually, you're going to get a different answer. So it's more about what the questions you're asking. If you ask surface questions, you're going to get surface answers. But if you ask him something deep about that, you tell him how it makes you feel and how he can make you feel and how it would change your marriage, then that's a different conversation with me. My woman tells me that she likes steak. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go get steak. But she tell me she wants a porterhouse, medium well, with onions, peppers, green, you know what I'm saying? That's a different situation. I'm not just going to buy a steak at that point. I'm going to buy the steak, the onions, the shiitake mushrooms. I'm going to deliver the whole platter because she told me how she likes the steak, not a steak. And you got to tell them how you like your sex, not sex. Go ahead.
All right, so I didn't have
a
follow-up question. How far did you go in
said
sex club?
Yeah, I want to know that too.
But I want to know that. So this is what I would do. I would ask my husband, like, hey, you know, I went to the sex club. I'm a voyeur. I saw people getting freaky deaky. Now
yeah.
I don't want to participate, but is it okay if I just go and watch? That's what you mean by that. She may just mean he's a vanilla guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He may actually be vanilla. And if that's boring to you, that's going to rear its ugly head in the form of resentment because you're not getting your needs met.
True.
You know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you are not, they're not met, your dissatisfaction rating goes up. So you have to find a way to compromise, communicate, truthful, be honest, and if he truly loves you, respects you, and values your sexual pleasure, he will at least provide that we let you watch. I wouldn't go so far as to let people gangbang you or jump into the hardcore stuff. If that's what you need, then you need to end your marriage and go live life on the wild side if that's more important to you than your marriage. So, as a husband, I could see him saying, yeah, you can go watch, but don't be jumping in no freaky shit. But I could see him agreeing to going full throttle, balls to the wall.
Yeah, start with the strip club.
Pineapple swinging,
right.
You know.
Start with porn in the strip club trip. And give him the money. Give him the money. Watch you with girls, and then he'll figure it out.
And at the end of the day, if you don't satisfy yourself sexually, if you don't get what it is that you desire in the bedroom, your marriage is going
that's
to break
said.
Down.
That's what you said. Resentment. You're right.
You're not going to be able to stay with somebody that you're not sexually compatible
with. Somebody will resent my dick. You crazy? All right.
Tell them exactly what it is. Don't leave nothing out, and tell them why it's important.
Communication is key, what they say.
Absolutely.
All right. That's one, and it's a you say.
A fucking doozy. By the way, yeah, we got 7 minutes. So we got to hurry up.
I'm aware of that. That's why I've been moving this along.
I love doing this.
I want out of this trouble, but I'm also the reason we have a trouble because it was my idea. I've been married 13 years, and we have had another one for the last 4. We have grown to our first children as ours, and we have lived together for the last 3 years, but now I just want my husband. I'm tired of marrying him with her, and I'm also tired of explaining our situation to all who ask are involved. I'm tired of the loaded family vacations. I just want life to be me and my husband. She is very attached and loves us dearly, but I don't want to break any hearts. But I'm tired of it all. How do I get up without ruining our marriage and me and her friendship?
Okay,
so I want to jump in with that. I don't see a cup and pass track. Should have never started it.
No coming back on.
Yeah, not on the friendship trip. As far as the marriage, I would sit down and talk to your husband, you know, outside of her, and see how she feels about it. He may be so into her now, after 4 years, that he doesn't want to let her go. And if that's the case, then you do. Then you're looking at, do I want to leave or do I want to stay and deal with it? And, I mean, it's just explaining yourself to people. You don't want nobody's explanation. So I wouldn't even let that part of it bother you. Sharing your husband, I definitely get the idea of polyamory. To me, is exciting, but I can never do it because I can't share no things like that. So talk to your husband, see where his head is at before you make any rash moves. But I would not count on even that friendship with her.
EK, what you say?
I've been in this situation before. I had 2 girlfriends. Anyway, this is hard because I know what it takes to get into it. You know what I mean? It took some sacrifice. She's seen things with her husband. She's seen some things with that woman. There is some stuff built up there. Like she said, she's going to love the kids. The kids have accepted it. There's a lot of people who made a lot of mental sacrifices to accept this situation. So that is definitely, definitely going to break some hearts and ruin some friendships. But I also got to think here, what was not explained, she said it was her idea. So was it your idea at 23 and now you're 36? Or, you know what I mean? Or was it your, you know what I mean? Because she said 4 years, right? What was it? They had a girlfriend for the last 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
So when did it click that you wanted the girlfriend? Like, it just clicked one day? You were like, I like girls, and now you're out of it?
It's probably always been by curious.
Right, and so there we go. And so there's a way to do this. And you didn't have to make her full-time either. Like, this was doomed from the start. Because you don't have to make her full-time. You know what I mean? Y'all come on vacation.
Have to move her in.
Yeah, y'all come up going on vacation together, and you're going to her kids. So you didn't have to go full-time. You chose this full-time. And then, I don't know any better, but again, you're welcome to call the show and tell us more details. But I'm pretty confident that the husband and her have a friendship and have, especially if she has a son and he like a dad to the son. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a deeper, that she's not a unicorn, which is what you call the woman who joined the marriage. She's not a unicorn no more. She is, y'all a throuple. You know what I mean? Like you call it a throuple.
Part of the family.
Yeah, he's part of the family.
He
so
probably loves her.
Yeah, yeah. And he has to. To stay. You don't, you know what I mean? She doesn't stay 4 years and move into herself and put her kids in a scenario if she's not fully invested. She would come and go. She wouldn't spend the night. But y'all talk about vacations together and all this other stuff? No, this is a family. This is a blended family, wherever you want to say it. So you can't decide to blend the family, then unblend the family. Once it goes in the blender, that's part of the smoothie. You don't, you know what I mean? You don't take out the other ingredients in the smoothie. Like, no, I want that. Once that shit go in the blender, that shit's one. And your baby, you got the best blend on the market right now. So my suggestion for you is talk to your husband about it. And then, honestly, if it comes from him, it actually is better for you because he can say, I want my wife now. I devoted my nuptials to her. You know, we included you, but before God, I gave it to, it was me and her. And he can rest on that excuse. I hate to use God's excuse. But if you want to get out clean, he got to do the breakup, not you. That's the only way you don't ruin a friendship and keep your marriage going, that you and him agree that he's going to do the dirty work and talk this out. But I think he's so attached because he's had the best of both worlds for 4 years. He's going to go back there. I mean, because you got to suck two dicks now. Like, you got to suck him because he's been having two dicks up all the time. He's been having two coochies, four titties. So you got to do, it's time for you to overwork. Yeah, because he's been used to a certain lifestyle. And I'm assuming y'all been giving him king treatment, bringing him plates, doing his laundry. So I hope you're ready to replace her with yourself.
And don't be surprised if he's not willing to give her up.
Exactly. So that's my thing. So.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely talk to your husband. I would say, in addition to what everyone else has said, tell him your why behind making y'all trouble and just explain to him that your why is no longer there. And then see what he says. I caution against, you know, talking to her individually by yourself.
Correct.
About it, even if you have a friendship, it has to be done,
yeah,
you know, with all three of you
all
present.
Three.
So nobody's backdooring, because what you don't want to happen is you banish her and then you start fucking her on the side.
Exactly. And you might want to pay exit fee. She needs an apartment.
He's not already doing that.
Right.
Well, he probably is, but it's under the thruple hood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be different if you said, all right, I'm sending you, bitch, get out. And he's like, but I still want that, you know. I'm not sure if they have kids together, but it sounds like the extra,
right,
the third, has children.
Children.
So y'all can pick up and move on, which is all life, if that's what y'all decide to do. But, again, communicate to him your why behind you started this and tell him that desire is no longer there. Ready to move on to a different
phase
in your marriage.
Also, a leaving fee will help the situation, will minimize the blow. So here's $2,000 for your first month deposit, $1,000 for your new apartment, because I'm assuming she lived with them. She said they lived, you know, she's been there for 4 years. So some hush money.
Set her,
if you set her up, it don't come off as we hate you, bitch. It come off as, you know, we
still care about your well-being. We just don't want you here.
Correct.
Right. This relationship has run its course.
Right.
In all kinds of relationships, friendships, even,
right,
family relationships.
Right.
Therapy relationships, apparently, they all run their course for whatever reason. And if it's no longer serving you, then there's no reason to keep sitting at that damn table.
Exactly. All right. So that's our show. Ty, thank you for being amazing, Ty. Now, Ty, we're going to have a kinko. So we're going to have a kink show because we think black people have just started talking about kinks openly. Well, they always had kinks. We've always been nasty. But now we're openly talking about kinks. So we're going to have a kink show. We're going to have a kink panel. Okay? We're going to have some men and some women discussing it. We're going to discuss origins. We're going to discuss areas. Like, I live in California, so there's a lot of people who just are kinky and we're okay with it in California. Maybe not so in Michigan. Maybe there's not a bunch of kinky clubs. But in California, there's a million sex clubs open all week. So we're going to talk locations. We're going to talk yucks and yums. But we're not going to yuck one's yum, but we'll talk about it. We're also going to talk about how it has affected you in dating. Because some like, girl, you're too nasty. I can't be with you. And some people are like, boy, you're too nasty. Can't be with him. So we're going to have that panel. And then if you have anybody that you know, everyone knows this, we're going to have live therapists on our show. So we're going to have people call the show and get mini therapy. So if you have anybody who has an extenuating situation, feel free to inbox me and we'll discuss them. But Ty, tell you all your daughters that we love them, and then your son, you feel bad for him when you get the girl when you get the girlfriend.
He's strong, little bro.
He's so spoiled.
Strong, little bro.
I teach freshmen, so I know what you're doing right now.
Strong, little bro.
Yeah,
be strong, bro. Be strong, little bro, because, man, you got 6 foot. Woo! Woo!
Yeah, circling. Yeah. Going back to the kink show, it'll be very educational for me because I don't think I have a kink. So right. I might discover my kink live on air.
This would be great. So, and it's on Zoom.
That's the price.
It's on Zoom.
Everybody tells me. And the rest of the placements are all in chorus. And I know some freaky mofos. So I'm like, what happened?
Right. They be like, well, yeah, they bowling freaky.
Listen. Yeah. I lost my B card to a Taurus.
Really? I lost my B card to, what is September? September, like, 20th. Okay, so either one of those is like September. Her birthday's in September. Late September.
Well, early September. My ex-husband's birthday is early September. He's a Virgo.
I think her birthday is September 19th. So that would make her what?
Virgo.
Okay,
disgusting.
She was actually. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's right. She's the reason I'm masturbating now because I had sex first. You know how you're a 12-year-old, you put the masturbate first. I had sex first, so that's why I'm masturbating now because I'm like, what is that? I don't know how to touch myself because I already had somebody do it. So that's also part of the. I didn't know that therapy was. I didn't know that that's like a thing because I lost my virginity to a person. I don't masturbate. Like, at all. Like, I got to call somebody. Like,
I know a lot of guys that don't.
Right, but you have to call somebody. Like, I've always had, like, a special friend. So.
You're like,
do it.
Anybody else to do it.
Right, I think I learned how to put the condom on at, like, 16, 17. Because the girl would do it. The girl would always do it. I had to do it. Crazy.
Well, I'm pampered.
We are. Anyway, Ty, we're going to put on for Oscar Vibe, Ty. I actually Oscar Vibe a lot. And also, we are gathering. We have a group of guests now. Gwen, would you say that are educated and great that we can just call up for dumb shit? We can just call them up for dumbass reasons. Say, hey, what are you doing right now? How do you feel about this? And I think we have a range of people to do random shit with now. So I'm excited about that. Pray for Gwen and Ty. She's going back to the trap this week. She's a teacher. She's going to work.
Students don't come back until the 21st, so I can get to kick it with my teacher besties for a couple weeks, which is fun.
Make sure you... Do you smoke in the bathroom?
I just want to reach more black teachers, so thank you for your...
pleasure. Do you smoke weed in the bathroom? Do you know the teacher smoke weed in the bathroom like in high school? Do y'all smoke weed in the bathroom?
No.
Oh, I should ask.
I didn't have my first book until I was almost 27.
I know, but I'm saying no. Like, because y'all have the same. So if you roll one up, who will meet you in the bathroom and hit it midday?
We cannot smoke weed in the bathroom.
But no, the kids. It's high school.
And weed is illegal in Wisconsin, so we wouldn't be doing it here.
That's right.
We are on an island. Now, even Minnesota beat us to the punch. Since the bikes can't beat us.
I am sorry about that. All right, Ty, our show. I love you all. Gwen, thank you again.
My pleasure.
It was very fun.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, Ty. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Recording.
Oh, God.